know Bichay means it's the same purpose to abstract V'yeh, so we can still use the Loshin Bichay because it's for the same purpose. But then the Gemara says, but Bichay Katane, true, it's for the same purpose, but one is grounded in a mutual agreement and one is grounded in invested right. So then the Gemara says, the Agon Bikozis. But until the Gemara came to the conclusion that the Chaim Koton Agon Bikozis, so then the Gemara assumed that the Pshat in the Mishneh, the Chaim, that the Etzem looking by him, even if it's not under the shoes of the Nizek, of the Shof, even if it's on a different shoes, so makes him a mask. The Etzem looking, even from a distance, makes him a mazik. A mazik of his kishreim, of course. Even if it's not on his issues. So the Gemara said, Kinoshane. And they call it the Havamin of the Gemara. So the height of the Mechitzeh had to be Dalet Ames. Because until the Gemara came to the conclusion, that Bichay relates to Gobel Bikozis, not to the Chiyuv of Mechitzeh in general. So until the Gemara came to the conclusion that the Bichayim relates to Gobel Bikozis, so the Gemara assumed that Bichayim relates to the Chiyuv of the Mechitzeh. So Mimele, then it meant that for the same reason, the Mishneh, by saying Bichayim Meginov, the Mishneh effect was saying that for the same reason, for the same purpose, that should be Amichuyev to build a mechitza of Dalet Ames by Chotzer in order to abstract Rie. So they are also Mechuyev to build a mechitza Negino in order to abstract Rie. So according to Havan of Gemore, how must the mechitza Negino be? According to Havan of Dalet Ames. But then Gemore is, well, Bechei Kotone. So then according to Havan of Gemore, so we have to say that wherever a person stands while he's looking at Komas Chaveirei maliciously, he's considered a mazik of his keshreim, even if he stands 10 miles away. But then the Gemara asked, so it's mashma, it's mamish the same reason. How can you say it's mamish the same reason when one is based upon a mutual agreement and the other, and by Gino, it's based upon a vested right, even though it's for the same purpose, but it's not mamish the same? It's not mamish the same reason, the same deen. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Bichay means Bigov Bigozis. But it's different purpose. The purpose of the Keisel in the Chotzer is to abstract Rie. But the purpose of the Mechitze in the Gino is to set up a different rishus. Once it's set up, you set up a different issues, so then looking maliciously from another issues is not a mazik. But looking maliciously in the issues of the one who is looked upon is a mazik. If I stand here and I look maliciously at people across the street, I'm not a mazik. But if I come to somebody's house and I look maliciously upon them and upon the furniture, I'm a mazik, I'm a trespasser. The same, as much of a trespasser as the person who breaks into the house of another person. He's a mazik. And if he's a mazik, so there is his chus of Achokas Nizuki. But if I'm not a mazik, I'm just not such a wonderful person. I am a veram after al-gameko. So there is no chus. I can't come to a person and say, well, you give me a lot of money because I have to conduct a campaign, a goodwill campaign, so that people start loving me. He has no excuse of demanding that somebody should pay money in order that people should be kind and mitzvah laugh for Achot Amecha. But there is a excuse of Achot is Nizoki. So what the Mili is saying, that looking by law in the issues of the person looked upon is a mask, is a trespass. But looking by law from different issues upon a certain person, it involves an avere of after al-gamecho. So that's why Rav says also the other lamas of Chavishos Nesal, and the Rambam mentions that aloche. In Ilkas Deyes, the Rambam says lifichoch mitzuve loches al tvit chaverei b'shulchos al tvit atzmei loches al tvit momi chaverei al momi chaverei b'shulchos al momi atzmei. If you look maliciously, it's certainly not chos al momi chaverei b'shulchos al momi atzmei. When somebody makes money, so he's happy. And if he looks maliciously at the fact that another person makes money and he's unhappy, so he's even on Rafa. But in Mazik he isn't. But if no Mechitza of Tentorin is allowed, then he's a trespasser. And that's the Pshatnis of the Ganet. Ganet doesn't mean a thief. A trespasser is also called a Ganet. Ganet does not necessarily mean a thief. A trespasser is a Ganet. So if there is, if no mechitza of 10 tvachim is set up, then he's a mazik. So again, the same text. So until the Gemara came to the conclusion that Bechein relates to Gobel Begozis, so then we have to say that when the Mishnah says Bechein Begino, the Mishnah implies that it's the same din for the same din and for the same purpose. So then you have to say that he has to set up a mechitza of Dalet Ames. But once the Gemara comes to that conclusion that Bechein relates to Gobel Begozis, so then it's a different aloche. And whereas the Keser in Chotzer, he has to be Dalet Ames, because it's for the purpose of obstructing Rie, the Keser in Igino is for the purpose of preventing Nidves of Giganet, of preventing the trespass. So if it's a different Rishus, even if you look maliciously with an evil eye, upon the Thomas Chaveirei, he will not be a trespasser, he will not be a mazik of his Gishrei. But if there is no Mechitz of Ten Tvachim, so then he is a mazik. He is a mazik. He is not a mazik in the sense of being Mechuyev Tashlumim, but he is a mazik in the same sense as one who maintains a bad odor or smoke, somebody who smokes. He is a mazik, because it's a nuisance. He is a mazik in his Gishrei, and there is his chus that one has against the other to restrain him in smoking. That's definitely a source. It's a mazik because it's a nuisance. So looking maliciously at the other person's gino, if there is no mechitza of ten tvachim, so that means that he's looking at the other person's gino and the other person's rishus and the other person's domain. So then he's a mazik. So he can restrain him, but if there is a mechitza of ten tvachim, so if he looks maliciously, alright, so he's in Rambah, but in Mazik he isn't, so he cannot force him to build the mechitza of Dalet Ames. This is how the Miri explains the Shittas Rambah right now, just 5 minutes. Tosh, Keisel Chotzer, Shenofal, Michai Vnesi Libni, Dalet Ames. So it's a raya that has a kriya shmeyezek. So he brought you the teret. No falchan. So here we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. What does it mean, no falchan? Rashi says, shekvon isratzo or ishein b'kesa. Tesis says, no falchan shehugu lasis dobo hetzna b'chotzea v'lomdu mizoyer zemizem. Lomdu zemizem. So Tesis pshat is very simple. Doesn't require any explanation. In other words, the Mandoma who says Hezek really so it doesn't mean that the Hezek done by looking at privacies, at private things, is no Hezek under any circumstances. We see the Gemara soon say by Shama. So in other words, which Hezek is Roshmi Hezek according to the first of the Gemara? Only the Hezek of the Chotzer, because a person does not do in the chotzer the same private things that a person does in the bais. So that's loishmi hezek. But to look into somebody's bais, into somebody's bais, where there is more private things, so that's, everybody agrees that it's shmei hezek. Everybody agrees it's shmei hezek. Some in Leila, Tesis says, ordinarily, if they never had a mechitze dividing of their own lots, their respective lots, so then it has to be a shmei hezek, because after all, they don't have whatever tashmish, one shutev doesn't want, the other shutev to see, let him not do it in the chotzer. He has to do it in the chotzer. Let him do it in the bais. And if he does it in the chotzer, so that's his decision. So he exposes himself to the rie by the other shutev. Mashein kein, if they already heard it. So they got accustomed to do many private tashmish behind the mechitze, and then the mechitze fell down. So then it's kriyas or ishmeyas. That's tasted. But Rashi says something else. Rashi says, shekvon ishatzor ishen imikesam. So, I mean, there is a big chiddush in Rashi. Because, so it's on the basis of the fact that the predecessors, in other words, they were not the owners of the contiguous lots all the time. It's not that they owned contiguous lots, Ruben and Shimon. So he has this lot and Shimon has this lot. So it doesn't mean that since Sodom and Mishin, they owned the contiguous lots. So they were predecessors. So from Rashi it appears, suppose, let's say, Ruben was the owner of this lot and Shimon was the owner of that lot. That was 20 years ago. Then, a number of years ago, let's say 15 years ago, so, only shortly, let's say a month ago, so Ruben sold it to Yisachar, his lot, and Shimon sold it to Zvulun. So, and then, one day after Ruben sold to Yisachar his lot, and Shimon sold to Zvulun his lot, so the mechitza, the wall that had been standing for many years, fell down. So from Rashi it appears that even in this case, even though the wall was built by predecessors, not by themselves, you see. So it will also be Yisruski. That's a big finish. Rashi explains it on the basis Shekvon Yisratzor Rishim Bekesa. He talks of predecessors. Who is talking of predecessors? So we see that according to Rashi, even if originally, let's say, for 20 years, Ruben was the owner of this lot, Shimon was the owner of that lot, and they built the wall by mutual agreement. They built the wall, and then they decided to sell. They decided to move out from the city. So Ruben sold it to Yisachar. Shimon sold his lot to Zvulun. A day after Ruben and Shimon sold their lots to Yisachar and Zvulun, the wall fell down. So Yisachar comes to Zvulun and said, the wall has been standing for 20 years while the respective lots were in the ownership of our predecessors. Now let's build it together. So Shimon says, I don't want to build. I don't want to spend money. So then he calls into the Torah. So Bez will force Yisrael to share in the expenses of rebuilding the wall. Why? Because the predecessors of Yisrael's womb had the wall built. So what? What is it? They can impose upon their buyers at Sif Galadiris. So it's very strange, actually. But if we say like the Rav, if we say that Rashi Shita is like the Rav, what's the Rashi Shita? That if as a Kriya Shmei Hezek, so then a war without a wall that obstructs Hezek Kriya. So neither Shochun is considered, neither Shutev is considered Makras Halke. He's not Makras Halke. Because the other Shutev can always trespass visually upon his lands. Visually, okay, he can trespass. So it's part and parcel of the schus of being a Makras Halke. So Mimele, this is what Rashi is saying. Even the first portion of the Gemara that says, that as a kriya is lo yishmei ezek, so that lashon the Gemara holds that it's not considered a trespass. So mele one can be makras chalke, even though the other shutev is able to observe his private things, but in the case where you all have been standing for some time. So the predecessors apparently agreed that in order to be a real matchless Chalkik, they must have a wall that will obstruct even vision. Even vision, some melee, each one acquired it. So let's say Reuven and Shimon. When Reuven and Shimon decided to build a wall, so then Reuven and Shimon acquired a schuke of having a wall because they mutually agreed. So mele, when Reuven and Shimon sell their lots, their respective lots, to Yisachar and Zvulun, so kol mashem, mago chavishem isheni, kol schuche double yodei. So that's the aloche, that if, let's say, Reuven has something, and there is a certain encumbrance, that, and let's say Reuven has a piece of land, and then let's say Shimon has a right of access of walking through his land. So that's Gemara Bavasa, further Gemara Bavasa. In other words, if Reuven, let's say, has a piece of land, and Shimon acquired, bought from Reuven, a right of access. In other words, to be able to use Reuven's piece of land as a shortcut. Let's say Shimon has to go to work, so he has a shortcut. If he'll go through Reuven's land, so then it'll be easier for him to go to work. But if he will not have a right of access of going through Reuven's land, so then Shimon, in order to go to work, he'll have to cross a river, he'll have to row a boat. So because of that, Shimon bought a schus of crossing Reuven's lot when he goes to work. So he bought that schus. Then Reuven sells this, his lot to Levi. And nothing is mentioned to Levi about the fact that the Shimon bought the right of access in Reuven's lot. So then, the next day, Shimon gets up in the morning, wants to go to work. He doesn't want to take a boat to cross the river. So he starts walking through Levi's lot. Now it's Levi's. So Levi says, "You are a trespasser." So then they go to Bezin. So then Bezin will pass Ma Mocha Rishon Sheni Kol Shushet Avol Yodei. So since Shimon had this schus of access in his lot, so mele, so in other words, when Levi bought this lot, he bought with all the encumbrances, with all the schusim that others had. Ma Mocha Rishon Sheni. So that's the halacha. So Mimele, according to the law, that Hezek Kriye, when he say Hezek Kriye Shmei Hezek, so then it becomes an integral part of the Schus Chluki. What Schus Chluki? In other words, each Utev has a Schus to be Makras Chalke. And if we say Hezek Kriye Shmei Hezek, so it's not Makras Chalke, even if you set up in Mechit, even if you set up in Mechit, but it has windows. So Mimele is not Makras Chalke because the other Utev will be able to look through. Through the windows. So mele, if the schus kriye for building a mechitze is an integral part of the schus ruke, of the schus of makir chalke, so mele, if they are predecessors, so if Reuven and Shimon were the original owners of the respective lots, and then decided to build a wall, so mele, Reuven acquired a schus of makir chalke, in as part and parcel of the schus chluke. So he acquired the schus to have a wall built by the two of them. Joint. So mele, when Shimon sells his lot to Zvulun, so then Reuven still has the same schus of chluke. Because Mamo Chavish Mishemi calls Kushit Omer Yodei. That's why Rashi says, Kishet Kon Yisratzo Mishemi Nikesa. But if Rashi Shite had been not like the law, and if Rashi Shite had been that this Chus Kviye of building a Mechitze is only based upon Achotis Nizoki and nothing else, it does not become an integral part of this Chus Chluke, of Machkas Chluke, so then there wouldn't be such a thing as the Nisratzo Mishemi Nikesa. So what did the Nisratzo Mishemi Nikesa? How do the customers, the buyers, become bound by the Ritzu of the Rishemi? But if the building of the Ketzer gives each Chute a schus chute that to have a wall in order that each one should be able to be makir as chalke without any interference by the other Chute, so maybe we apply the aloche of mamloch harish l'sheni called schus shetavel yot. All right. Toshma, in Chilke Zachot Shashim Yidale Rame, Toshma, Kek Nisli Vivi Shah Vidal Esri Chotzea, Shmam Nezik Vriya Shmei Ezek, why do they all have to participate in the building of the Bishar Vidal Es in order to prevent the Zekri of the Rabbim, of the pedestrians? So it's a Raya that Zekri Shmei Ezek, so the Gemara says, Ezek the Rabbim Shah. Because the first portion of the Gemara only holds that Ezek the Yochid is not Shmei Ezek. Because each of them, if he wants to do certain private things, so he doesn't have to go out while the other Shutev is there in the hotel. But when it's Hezek of Rabbim, so every minute of the day, somebody, there is a pedestrian that passes by. So Mele, that kind of a Hezek is certainly Shmei Hezek. Now, this aloha of Kifnes, Lidni, Bishar, Deles, implies another Chidesh. It implies a Chidesh that there is a Schus Kviye to do that which is for the mutual benefit of all. In other words, here, when the Shechemim force each other to build the Bishar Chotzeach, so it's not to protect each other from the hezek of one against the other, but it's for the purpose of protecting each one of the tenants of the house from the hezekim of the rabbi, from the pedestrian. So that's not a schus chayim. All right. Toshma, in chilkin is a chotza shim bidal dam lezeh, dal dam lezeh. Ho yish bidal lezeh, bidal lezeh, chilkin. Mai lo abu keisel? So the Gemara says, lo yim sipet bal. Toshma, hachalei nez bim yom mailo, bim yom mato, bim chenek don, dal dam lez, vitot alo yom mailo, kish lo yot vire, yom mato, kish lo yam vire, bim chenek lo yapil, shir tish lo yapil. So we see that there is a schus kriye, in hezik kriye, but it says Hezekiah Bai Shant. So everybody agrees that Hezekiah of Bai is Shmeyev. Tosha, Domer Amachim Mashmuel Gagash Mechotz Chavereis, Remakim Gavil Adamas. So we see that Hezekiah Shmeyezik. So Yimora says, Shanos, Domer Gimala Chotzol Balagad, Lididi Kriyo Litashmish, Lididoch Lui Kriyo Loch Tashmisho, Lui Yidane Beidne Slike Vyasis, Vyitzdane Minom. So in other words, so the Balachotz can say to Balagad, I have certain hours when I have to do certain tashmish in my chotzer. There are certain hours that I have to chop wood in my chotzer. And you come out to the roof to inhale fresh air whenever you feel like it. So I cannot be mitzamtzim myself and chop the wood when you decide to go to sleep in your house. I can never know when you decide to go to sleep and when you decide to go out on the roof. So Mimele has a creation yet. Alright, now. Lishna Achine Amvalo Sabuo Mai Bechitze Pluk Tichsi Vayi Merche Seide Bechim Dirot Zub Bein Zakei Tzob Al Kocho Al Mezi Kriya Shmei Ezek Eim Mai Mechitze Pluk Esa Ujo. Now it's just the reverse. The time of Zakei Ashrib Tem Udei Anib Tem Udei Anib Tem Udei Anib Tem Udei Anib Tem Chayim v'achlimso, v'taim v'rotzo l'rotzo v'chayim v'nesei al mezi kriya l'ishmei ezek. So, where is in the first Roshni? So the Makshin ask, maybe mechitze minzbukte. So in the second Roshni, when the Gemara says that mechitze minzbukte, so the Makshin raises the question, maybe mechitze minzgure, like the first Roshni. Yoche, so the Tarsa said, v'nesakeitzer, v'nesei m'boyle. So the Makshin ask, אלא מהי פרוקטה, יוחה, שרוצו לעשות מחיתו, שרוצו לעשות מבוילה. So, it tells me the terrace, it amri, שאתו נבט פרוק. So that's the mascon of the second portion. That מחיתו מצבוקטה, that it's clear שמי הסק, that's the way he passed. That's the way he passed. So, the more he asks, קשה, בי איזה קריאה, שמי הסק, מה ירוצו, אפילו ירוצו נעמי? אמר רבה, סם רבי, משלסינו, כשימי לחלוקי, ויהיו דרוצו. Michael Mashmalon, the Chilas for the Chlukke, Kirot Zepliege, Tiyone, Eimisai, that's a Mishra further. Eimisai is Man Sheik Shneim Reitzim, or Man Sheik Shneim Reitzim, I will talk with Tan Chayuki. So why does the Mishra have to tell us here? Eimi Osom, Hava Min Afut Pochzim Tanim Sipit Valv? Mashmal Hoche Keisel. That if there is a Chotzer Sheilei, Kidechluke, so, if they agree to be Chilek, so then there is a Schus Kriya. Relates the whole, relates the Hach. So let the Mishnah mention this, with this Chidash in the Mishnah, that if they agree, if it's Chotzer, so then they can keep each other to build the Keisel. So then it wouldn't be necessary for the Tanna, for Avin HaKodesh, to mention it at the end of the first day. So the Gemara says, say this to Chalei, because at the end of the first period there is a Chiddush. Because we are Chiddush, I hope you should name it, so go Yachol.
Chavches El Hitov Shilamites, September 20th, 1979,
and Thursday. We learned the Tetzvis, Now, there are several pshat in the Rishayim in that Gemara. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, if Kesel means, if Mechitze means Gude, so why does it say, Bein Nesa Kesel Bemtza, let him say, let the Tana say, Bein Nesa Bemtza. So the Gemara says, Ito Nesa, Hava Minitzit is Baalm, Komashmon Kesel. So Rashi explains it. In other words, if the Mishnah had mentioned Eisei instead of Keisel, so then I would say that Rotzu Diktona Achluke Koi. So, Eruchshein Berichliga Kamashmalo. And the Rotzu Diktona Mishin Keisel. The Eloi Rotzu, so Kamashmalo, Keisel, Rotzu Diktona Mishin Keisel. But if the Tanna had not mentioned this, the expression, Beinus a Keisel, the Tanna had mentioned the expression, then I would say that the Mishnah is reference to a chotzer shein b'dichluk, and chotzer l'asen is mechitza means chotzer l'achlik. So in other words, so the first lashon of the Gemara says that the reason is why the first lashon knows that the pshat in mechitza is gude is because the Mishnah uses the lashon. But if the Mishnah had not used the lashon Beinus HaKeisel, then I would say that Mechitze means a division. And that the Mishnah is reference to a case of Eibik Nechluke. But, so then, if Rotzu, so then they build Misibis. This is how Rashi explains it. Now, Teisves explains it differently. Havaminet Misibis Baalme, Pirish, Virotzu Niktone, Amisipes. The Avogav did lab Rotzu, Name Isi Misipes Baal Kochom. So how can the Mishnah say, Hashutrin Shavotzu Aziz Mechitza, Bechotzea, Beinin Neisei, if the Mishnah used the Rosh Neisei, Beinin Misipes Beemtza, but even without Rotzu, so they can force each other to build Misipes. As the Gemara says, My love became Seloy Misipes, Toshma, a Hilkin is Hotza, she down on the Zed on the Zed. Hoy was a Hilkin. My love became Seloy Misipes Baume. So it's more of a Foreshes that even if we say as a Kriya Loishme as a, but and without Hotzu, so they can force each other to build the Misipes. So how can the Gemara say, if the Mishnah had mentioned Eitzei, then I would say that if Hotzu, then they build Misipes. Misipes, they can force each other to build even without Rotzu. After that, we got to number of Misipes, but alcohol, the Mucha Misomuch, the Koma Maila, the Kaisel, Luibi Misipes, Haine, Misipes Gorua, Avo, Kirotzu, Ace Misipes, Migobil, because it's Kiminegamdin, Umikra Misipes, Lifushimore Halenes, Kidepires Borch, Vein Megi Mezikri. So Tainsus mentions the Pshat of the Oro. And the Rach. So the Pshat of the Och and the Rach is that even if we say Hezek Kriya Loishme Hezek, So then they cannot force each other to build a real mechitze that will protect the two shutrim against the decree. But they can force each other to build misipes. So what does it mean, misipes? Misipes means they can force each other to build a mechitze kimine gamdine, gogol v'gozis, but it can have chalitz. If we say as a creation, hezek, then they can force each other to build a kesel of gogol v'gozis kimine gamdine that is also without chalitz. But if we say as a creation, hezek, then they can force each other to build a kesel of gogol v'gozis, but with chalitz. Now, so the pshat the Gemara here is it on Eisei. If the Mishnah had used the lashon Eisei, I would say have a minim zibes baum that a shutrin sherotzu laasis mechitze. If there was by mutual agreement they decided to build the mechitze, then they can force each other to build a kesel of kovel because it's given a kamtine with chalitz. But not the kesel sosim without chalitz. So kamash kumon kesel, that if there is their consent to build a mechitze, then they can force each other to build a kesel sosim of chalitz. But even though Teisves mentions the pshat of the Oruch, but Teisves, in order to explain the Gemara this way, must be chilik on the Oruch Shi. Because according to the Oruch and the Rach, so without rotzu, so according to the Oruch and the Rach, so without Rotsu, Shutvim can force each other to build a kesel of gobel v'gozis with chalitz. And here Teisus explains the Gemara that if the Mishnah had used the expression Beinezi Benza, then I would say that Hashutvim Sherotsu La'asis Mechitza. If there is rotzu, so then bein eisei beemtza a kesel of gobel v'gozis with chalitz, only because it's rotzu. But according to the Rach and the Oruch, so without rotzu they can force each other to build. So in other words, in order to explain the Gemara this way, we have to be chelik on the Oruch shita and the Rach shita. But so why does, so in other words, Teisves shita is contrary to the Oruch and the Rach. Teisves shita is without mutual consent, so then they cannot force each other to build a kesel of gobel v'gozis with chalitz. But without mutual consent, they can only force each other to build a kesel of misipes, of yisedis kuis boretz, as Rashi says, yisedis kuis boretz. But the pshati misipes in this Gemara, in the Havami, in the Mishneh, so the pshati misipes, In the Gemara further, when the Gemara says, "Etoshma yichil gezachot Hashem b'dalad amis laze, ho yishvid laze b'laze chilki." My love, in case of those b'msipes ba'omeh, so according to Teisves, b'msipes ba'omeh means you say this kulim boretz. But in the b'msipes here, if the Gemara discusses, if the Mishnah used the lashon bein neisi b'emtza, so then I would say that the pshat in the Mishnah is hashutin she'rotzu asis b'chitze. If there was an agreement by the two shutrim to build the mechitze, so then they can force each other to build a kesel of gobel v'gozis with chalitz. Only if rotzu, but if loy rotzu, not. So why? So in other words, so Teisves is just the reverse of the Oruch Shita, Aleph Lemes. But Teisves mentions the Oruch Pshat as a raya that the term misipes can have reference to a kesel of gobel v'gozis. Just as the Oruch and the Rach explain misloy b'msipes b'alme that way, so Teisves explains misipes b'alme here that way. But when the Gemara says my love the case loy b'msipes b'alme, so according to Teisves, their misipes means you say it's going boring, but here it means a case of the Oruch. But Teisves she is not like that. All right. When you make mezkri, iname lifishin egeveya yud, ki limuchach lekam, gagiga, gasomuch lechotzer, d'omar Rav Nachman, eiselei maki goveya yud, upolach lemay, ila ezek shri yada adam ezvino, vil yitzgidane vimisipesag, vimisipesag. So the Gemara has the kashe, Why dafke bavei ayud? So we see from the Gemara's Loshi, b'misipes age, that the term misipes does not have to be in mechitze, does not have reference to mechitze that is bavei ayud. That the term misipes has reference to mechitze that is not bavei ayud. So memele, the Tesis explains, it on eise, havamine, b'misipes b'alme, havamine b'misipes b'alme. In other words, so the question is, misipes b'alme. So even without rotsu, so they can force each other to build. The answer is the same way as the first lashon, but an additional point. If there is no rotsu, so then they can force each other to build a misipes of, you see, screen boards. But if it's rotsu, so then they can force each other to build a mechitze of gobel vigozis. So, but why is it called misipes? But it's less than 10 tvachot. So if the Mishnah had used the lashon bein neise instead of bein sakezobet, so then I would say that in case of rotsu, they have to build a mechitza of gobel vigozis kiminei kamdinei, but it can be less than 10 tvachim high. So for mashmalon, maybe it's a case of emza, that if it's rotsu, so then not only can the mechitza be less than 10 tvachim, but mechitza can't even be less than the aladamas. So if the Mishnah hadn't used the lashon, being as a case, then I would say that the mechitze has to be of gobel vigozis, but it can be even less than the tvachim. Now that the Mishnah uses the lashon of being as a case, so I know that if it's rotsu, so the mechitze has to be dalet ames. All right. Uvi kintras birech, the rotsu diktona as luke poi. Viteine, do I see the mechitze, hanigude, vi plukte, lachzis vi boyle. Vei, hei chemo tzal meima, da va mine di msipes vaome, hosh mayin lo miseipe di ktone. Avo bizman, she shnei im reitzim, af lo pochet vikan eich leiko, vayin lo pochet msipes, vei di chemo tzal meima msipes vaome, ho behetik o tonet mas nisen, govi, gozis vi govil. So that kashi the Ramban answers, in other words, hei chemo tzal meima di msipes vaome, ho behetik o tonet mas nisen, Gozis we got there. So the Ramban answers, the Pshat and Rashi could be, in other words, Itoneise, Havamine, Bumsipes, Baume, Kumash, Lokeser. If the Tane had used the Losh, Hashutin, Shorotzo, Asis, Mechitze, Bechotza, Beginese, Beemza, so then I would say that if there was an agreement to build the Mechitze Stam, and they didn't spell out the nature of the Mechitze, so then they can build Misipes. Then they can build a mechitze of misipes, and then I would. But then they can build a mechitze of misipes, But when does the Mishnah say begovil begozis? In other words, so the pshat in the Mishnah would be that if they spelled out the nature of the mechitze, and they said kimine gamine. So then they have to build Gobil, Gozis, Gimine, Gamine. But suppose it is Rotsu. There was a mutual agreement to build the Mechitze, but they didn't spell out the nature of the Mechitze. So then they can build, then they have to build the Mechitze of Misipes. And when they do, if at a time when they give their consent to build the Mechitze, so they spell out that it's Gimine, Gamine. Then they have to build Gobil, Gozis, and 6 Tvachim, 5 Tvachim. This is how Rashi would explain the Mishnah. Alright, now, the question is, how will the Oruch and the Rach explain this Gemara, how about the Mechitze Baume? Because Tesis can explain Itonei, say, how about the Mechitze Baume, that because Teis Veshite is that without Rotsu, they do not have to build a Mechitze out of Havon. Just using his Kui. So the Mele, Teis Vesh can explain the Gemore, that Gemara is saying, if the Mishnah used the lashon b'nei say, then I would say b'misipes b'alme a kesel of godly gozis. What do it halakhis? But according to the whole chederach, so even without otzu, they can force each other to build a kesel of godly gozis with halakhis. So we couldn't say that if it's otzu, they force each other to build a mechitze of gobel because it's a chalitz. So how will the Oruch and the Rach explain this Gemara? Havamin and Mesipes Valme? So the Ramban explains it. Oh, the Rabbi Hananel Zal Pirish Mesipes Kesel Chol Chalitz. The Chim Pirish Hamdos Palor Zal. Ulfizea Peirush. So that's the Pshati Mesipes in the other Gemara. My love the case alloyed the Mesipes Valme. So there it means a case of Gobel Ligozis with Chalitz. But what does Misipes here mean? Ufizea Perush, remind us of the Aitor, the Misipes Age, Horegatoni. Hashutvin Sherotzul Asis Mechitzes Stam. Bein in Eisom, Kmoshi Hisnu, in Kesel Sholem Sholem, Vim Hisnu Stam, Bein in Misipes. So that was the Oruch, and the Rach will explain the Gemara this way. Enoch Nam, that even if there is no mutual agreement to build a mechitze, so they can still force each other to build a mechitze of gogul vigozis with chalitz. Now the Mishnah is telling us, Hashutvin sharotzu la'asis mechitze b'chotze bein neisei b'emtza. So that means that even if they agreed to build a mechitze, but if they didn't spell out what kind of mechitze, just now, they agreed to build a mechitze. So then they cannot force each other to build any different type of mechitze than if they did not agree. But if they spelled out the agreement, the nature of mechitze, so hakotim negami. But if they didn't spell out, they just agreed, stop, they'll build a mechitze. So then they build a mechitze of mesipes. What kind of mechitze? Mechitze of gobel vigozis v'chalitz. But that kind of mechitze they could be forced to build anyway in a chaname. So the Mishnah is telling us that it doesn't make any difference whether there is a mutual agreement or there is no mutual agreement. They can force each other to build a mechitze of mesipes of gobel vigozis v'chalitz. But if there is a mutual agreement and they spell out the nature of the mechitze and they say in their agreement that they want to build the case of Sholei, then it's Hakotim Nekamim. Then it's Hakotim. This is how the Oruch and the Rach explain the Gemara. Alright. Now the other thesis we didn't go over. V'chim t'rotzo b'nes ha-keis of al-kochi. V'kamo meikelo k'sheim v'od yechluki. V'teim el-ri. So, I mean, that's the Gemara's kash. And the first lashon of the Gemara. The first lashon of the Gemara is that mechitza means good. So the makshin is the kashe. Maybe mechitza means gukti. Where is gukti? So vechibdi. And so then the pshat is, and then the vechibdi rotsu is being a case of alkohi. So why do we have to resort to rotsu? Because if we say that mechitza means gukti, so then we have to say that the Mishnah is referenced to Chot Hashem v'chluki. We can't read through the chluki. We take the tamay lo katan el maslis. Bein bod yechluke, b'ketono rotzu, loy reisne rotzu, ulai re, b'sheyei bod yechluke. So the Rias Ikashe, according to the second version of the Gemara, which is the Havamin of the Gemara in the first version, according to the second version of the Gemara, that mechitze means lukte, so why, and the Hezekriya Yishmeyaz, but why does the Mishnah say only if the Shutrim or Otsu? Because the Mishnah is referenced to a case of Chot Hashem Hidachluke. So why does the Mishnah have to discuss the case of a Chot Hashem Hidachluke? So maybe it's necessary to resort to Otsu. Let the Mishnah discuss the case of a Chot Hashem Hidachluke. So without Otsu. So, Vitiret, that's the discussion. Vitiret, the Komashkron, the Salket Aitoch, בישאים בו דחלוקה, דימוצה למימה, כי ישחצו ילוח לחליק, על מנה שלא יעסיס גודה. אבל נס לעסיס גודה, לא ישחצו ילוח. So in other words, because the Mishnah has to tell us this thing, because if the Mishnah told us the halochet of ligabe chotza sheyesh bidechluke, that without chotzu they can be keife. So then I would say if the chotza is eibo bidechluke, so then even if it's chotzu, but as long as they didn't spell out in their agreement the nature of the mechitze, so then he could say I only agreed to be chilek with the mechitze of Misipes, not with the Seder Skui, not with the mechitze or a case. So that's why it was necessary with the Mishnah to discuss